Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
Oh God, we thank you for what you're doing in this place tonight. God, I thank you for the specific purpose, God, on every life in this room. And God, you reveal your plan, you reveal your call. God, I thank you for your nature and your heart, God, that we live in. God, I thank you tonight for what you're doing. God, this is such a blessed time. God, what a great time for us to grow in you. What a great time for us to break through in life. What a great time for us, God, to live the life of more than enough. God, we call upon El Shaddai tonight, the God who provides, the God who gives more than enough in the name of Jesus. God, we receive you into our hearts tonight. God, fill us afresh, God, with every great thing that you're about. God, I thank you tonight that what the enemy's meant for bad, you turn it to good in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for hope. Hope for the hopeless tonight in the name of Jesus. God, you're the joy, and God, you're my joy. And God, I thank you that in your presence is fullness of joy. Thank you for your presence in here tonight, God. God, you're doing a work in hearts tonight. Doing a work in lives, doing a work in marriages, doing a work in ministries. God, I thank you for the specific ministry gifts, God, in this room. God, that you're sharpening, that you're stirring the gifts up in people. God, we ask you to forgive us of laying your promise aside in our lives, God, of trusting what we can do, of trusting what the world could give. But God, tonight we put all our trust in you. God, we choose to delight ourselves in you, and God, you give us the desires of our hearts. God, I thank you for that tonight. God, I proclaim tonight and I prophesy, God, the desires of people's hearts to be manifest in their lives in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, God, that you get bigger in our lives. God, I thank you for that. Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. Let them shout for joy and say continually, let the Lord be magnified. 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 Who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. It's God's will for you to prosper. It's God's will for you to be in health. And it's as your soul prospers. God, I thank you tonight for an explosive word in people's lives. God, that levees and dams break, that there's a flow of your spirit that comes alive. God, that no one leaves here the way they came in. God, we're not checking tonight. We're not checking the box. This isn't being checked off our list. God, this isn't some task that we're performing, but God, tonight, God, we relish this time with you. God, we choose tonight to connect with you. God, I thank you right now for receptors in people's hearts to come alive in Jesus' name. And every person in this place connect with you, God. God, people that have been far from you, people that have been have swerved away from you, God, I thank you that tonight we connect with you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The wonderful name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the matchless name of Jesus. The greatest name on earth, the name of Jesus. Just lift your hands and begin to profess the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the name of Jesus tonight. He's Lord of all. He's Lord of this place. He's Lord of this house. He's Lord of my house. He's Lord of my heart. God, he's Lord of my mind. He's Lord of my body. God, I thank you tonight that the plans and the pursuits of my life match up with the call and the destiny, the God, that you have for me. God, I thank you for the lasting legacy of this house. God, that goes further and beyond anything we could ever imagine. God, I thank you for the lives that are going to be changed this week at Friday Groceries, the lives that are changed Sunday at church, in the Hispanic church. God, I thank you that you put, that your spirit touched that Hispanic service on Sunday, and God, people come alive in the name of Jesus. All the name of Jesus. I'll tell you, this kind of time right here, we don't manufacture this, okay? But here's the bottom line. What God has promised us, the inheritance that God's given us, he said, I give you the land. Remember the children of Israel left the bondage of Egypt and they went through the wilderness and they crossed over to the promised land. That the land is what God promised, okay? So listen, this kind of thing happens because of the place that you're in. See, that's why it's interesting. It's one of my neighbors asked me today, he's moving his office and he didn't even go to church. I think he has a deep love for God, but he said, Pastor, could you come and dedicate my new office? I said, well, sure. That seems odd. I don't know that if my life wasn't just buried in this, that I'd even think of that. But he said, can you come dedicate my office? I said, sure. I mean, you think about that place will be dedicated. That this kind of thing could happen in that place because it's a dedicated place where we delight ourselves in God and he gives us the desires of our hearts. God, I thank you that you touched my mouth tonight. God, I thank you that the words, God, that are spoken in and over people's lives, God, makes a lasting effect in the name of Jesus. God, this isn't just a church service we're going to have tonight. But we're going to have an explosive time tonight in your word that changes everything. Just in your heart tonight, just thank God that your game's fixing to get changed. God's going to take your game to another level. Some of you guys are going to get bumped up into the big leagues in life. Can you handle the money that God will bring into your life? Can you handle the liberty that God wants to give your life? Can you handle the progressive future that God has in store? Can you handle what's in front of you? See, tonight prepares you for that. See, these Wednesday nights, to me, they're sacred times. It's holy ground in here. A lot of family in here tonight. A lot of committed people, a lot of core people in this house here tonight. People that are already conditioned to hear the word of the Lord. Man, there's going to be hundreds of things that aren't necessarily going to be spoken, but that God speaks into people's lives that are attached to this service tonight. It's because of who's here. And you know what? Everybody in here, even if you're a guest, this might not be something that you're used to. Tonight, God can connect. Your receptor can come alive. God can connect with you and speak to you clearly and definitively because God speaks in his word. The language of the voice of God in our lives is his promise. That's what God sounds like. You know, I know that you've heard people, and it sounds religious, and it sounds pious, where people could say, well, I asked God to heal my baby, and God said no. Let me tell you, that's not God. I'm telling you, that's absolutely the Antichrist. That's not God. Because what God does is heal. You know why? His name's Healer. That's his name. He said, I am Jehovah Rapha. I am the God who heals you. My name is healing. My name is health. It's not just what God does. It's who God is. He's our provider. He's our provision. He blesses us coming in and going out in the city and in the field. Man, I tell you, this place is so rich in the word. And when I say that, it's not the building. It's not even the platform. It's you standing in here right now. Nina, there's so much word in you. There's so much word in Nina Bedell that nations can change just from the word that's in her mouth. Now, what God's doing in your heart and your life right now, we may not be able to look at it and see it. We may not be able to grab a hold of you and feel it, but what God's doing in your life, let me just tell you something. Some of you guys are extending your life decades tonight in the name of Jesus. You know what science will say, for every cigarette you smoke, you lose a day at the end of your life. It just starts backing your life back. Well, you know what? I started thinking about that if cigarettes can do that, what can God's promise do in our lives? It can extend our lives days and weeks and months and years and decades. Man, some of you guys are going to be driving home. You're going to be driving to work tomorrow, and you're going to think, you know what? I ought to just go straight. That happened to me tonight driving here. I'm driving with Sandy. We're having a great ride into church, and We're driving down Sheridan. I normally turn right on 46, and I just thought, man, the light turned green. I'm going to go straight. You know what? That may very well be God keeping me from harm on 46th Street or whatever it was. See, that's what God's going to do. That's how finite God's voice can be in our lives, because his word is hidden in our hearts. Man, he's our rear guard. He's our buckler. He's our shield. He's our protector. Man, if Sandy and I would have been in an argument at that time, I may not have gone straight. I may not have diverted. I may not have heard that. And I didn't hear an audible voice. That had nothing to do with God, but it may be right. I know God, all God does is speak. The Bible says his word is alive and active and energetic and powerful. He's always speaking to us. He's always speaking. Man, you hear people say, man, God just went silent. God just goes silent on me. No, he doesn't. Man, maybe in the Old Testament, God went silent. Now he doesn't. You know why? We're his sanctuary now. We house him now. He lives in us now. All God does is speak. That's all he does. Let there be light. No evil shall befall you, nor any plague come near where you live. Man, somebody needs to grab a hold of that tonight. See, there's something to this. This word isn't so much just taught. Man, this is caught. See, us being students of the word, we don't just read it. That doesn't just mean study the word. The Bible says study the word to show yourself approved. So now you know what I've got to do? I've got to read it, I've got to study it, and then I have to act upon it. So you know what you do now? You think, say, God, I thank you that you're speaking to me tonight. Some of you guys are going to get direction tonight. Man, if I got up here and said, let me tell you, we're going to have a prayer line, and Pastor Sandy and I are going to lay hands on you and give you direction. Some of you guys would empty out your savings account to get direction in your life. But you know what? I'm not looking for people to give me direction. The Bible doesn't say that there's direction in a multitude of counsel. The Bible says there's safety in a multitude of counsel. You're never going to hear Pastor Sandy give you direction. I'm never going to give you direction. Yeah, you know what? I've got common wisdom like everybody else. You go to buy something, buy low. You go to sell something, sell high. That's the direction I'll give you. That's kind of the totality of the direction I'll give you. Buy low, sell high. Make hay while the sun's shining. How about that? But you know what? Man, the direction of your life, it's already in you. See, how it's revealed in your life is when you speak the word. God, I just thank you for the direction that you're giving him right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the word that is in his heart right now that's alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. God, I thank you tonight for a move of your spirit. God, for him to hear you in a new way. In a fresh way. God, thank you for that tonight in the name of Jesus. But you just have to receive it tonight. Just like a wide receiver receive it. You got to reach out and grab it. Because let me tell you, there's a defender. You've played football. You know what? If somebody's going to throw you the ball, you've got to go to the ball. Because you know what? There's defenders that are going to try to knock that thing down and try to. Let me just tell you, man. You've got to aggressively, man. You need to hear God tonight. You got to be desperate to hear God. So you know what? Doesn't matter if there's any kind of defender, anybody that's trying to knock that word from you, because that's what the enemy does. The Bible says the enemy comes immediately to steal the seed. Man, if the enemy could get that seed and knock it out of your hands and be like, well, shoot. God gives it, God, our future comes in seed form. See, I want it to come as directives. I want it to come into my life as, hey, Sandy, what should I do? And she'll go, well, Bill, what's the Lord telling you? Man, for years I sought counsel from people. I'm a 35-year-old, awkward, uncomfortable pastor. People would come up and say, can I call you pastor? And I'd say, please don't. Just call me Bill. I don't want that load. I just want to be a fella, just a regular fella. But you know what? There's a sanctification that happened in my life in the beginning of our church that it's like, okay, I'm gonna honor that. There's a code in my heart with that term pastor. So now you say, hey, Pastor Bill, we're going to green pastures and fresh water and shelter. You just say, hey, Bill, what's going on? I'll say, hey, what's up? Give me some love, man. I could do that all day. But when Pastor Bill comes up, it's like, okay, shoot. And now I've got to rightly divide the word of truth, because the enemy's going to try to deflect it. The enemy's going to try to keep you from that simple destiny. And let me tell you where your destiny is. Can you two guys just take one step? Just take a step. You're in it. That's all that's required. It seems like it should be much more difficult than that. Oh, but I can't. Dear, let me tell you, if I was dealt the hand that you've been dealt in life, I'm not a quitter. I probably would have quit. That's the hand that you were dealt. I don't remember how many years ago we met you. Almost 7 years, and you're still here. Evidently, the devil's not as cunning and shrewd and strong as he thinks he is. Because let me tell you something. I don't know anybody that had the hand that she was dealt. And look, she's at the altar tonight. She wants more of God tonight, Brad. She wants all of God she could get tonight. And you know what? God's going to fill you fresh with the Holy Spirit tonight. God's going to give you directive tonight. And you know what? It may not show you 18 months from now. It may just show you that next step. That's where your destiny is. My destiny isn't 10 years from now. It's in my next step. I mean, you think about what you've overcome. You think about what God has in store for you. Oh my gosh. Man, you know what God says to him? Eye hasn't seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the great things that I have for Sam in his life. Shoot. I want some of that, but let me tell you what he's got to have. That receptor's got to be there. He's got to be ready, because the enemy's going to make a play. So you know what I say? I say you sharpen this bow up right here, and he goes to knock that seed down tonight, you plant one in his, and knock his teeth down his throat. I don't mind popping the devil. I do not mind it. Because see, I determined if he's going to hit me, well, you know what? He's going to try to hit Sandy. He's going to try to hit my children. He's going to try to hit my brother, my sister. He's going to try to hit my friend. So you know what? I'm going to make him hit something hard. If he hits me, it may hurt a little bit, but I want him to hurt. See, and we look at this, and what this does is this kind of word tonight, it changes the game. You've been buying all the lies. The devil just lies, and he lies, and you know what? He lies, and it's boom, and it's in his head, But let me tell you what you've got to start doing. Is you have to start speaking the word aggressively. You've got to speak God's promise. You got to put it out there where it's like pow. It's like pow. It's like okay, I feel like quitting. Pow, pow. Where it's like okay, and then you start. And let me tell you something. He runs. Because here's what the Bible says. You want to know? You want a word for you tonight? Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he has to flee. But let me tell you, there's a submission to God. The Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Taylor, this is a word for you tonight. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God tonight. Let me just tell you, think about God's hand. God's hand is his provision. It's his power. It's his protection. So you submit yourself. You humble yourself. Oh, shoot. So are you humbling yourself to God? Are you humbling yourself to us? Yeah, all the above. You're just living your life in humility. Because let me tell you, man, we got it going on. We've got the answers. Man, you ask Chris Abbott, he's got the answers to whatever. And he'll answer you and doesn't take a breath for hours. Will not take a breath. Man, he gets into this freestyle mode on information. It's like, dear God. And he's not on a loop because he never comes to the end of it. So for him, the biggest issue of his life is now he's got to humble himself. And Taylor, you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. What's his hand? It's his power. It's his protection. It's provision. Man, you teach Ryder to humble himself under the mighty hand of God. Why? God resists the proud, but gives power to the humble. So I'll be God, and you come to me. You walk over here to me, wanting something from me, and you're the proud man. Come here. That's what God's going to do. God can't have any pride right here. And let me tell you something. I'm a proud man. Don't be stepping on my pride. I could counterpunch. I can hit you where it hurts. I don't fight fair. So you know what I've got to do? I got to crucify myself, crucify myself, crucify myself, crucify myself. I've got to forgive. I've got to forgive. Oh my gosh, how many times? 7 times 70. I got to forgive. I got to forgive. I lost count. We'll start over. I got to forgive. I got to forgive. See, that's how this works. See, all I'm doing tonight is I'm trying to activate your receptor. But if there's 10 steps to getting that receptor activated, I can get you to the first 9, but you got to do the 10th one. And that's the only one that matters. Otherwise, you come to church and man, you get fired up. Man, it was a good word. Just a bit outside. That's what it is. That's what church becomes. How many times have you sat in church? Oh, just a bit outside. Man, it was right there. It was so close, wasn't it? It was so close, and you're believing God for him for that receptor to activate, for him to hear that word, that word to penetrate whatever that. Well, it's because you got to get in the right place. Let me tell you what God's going to do. He's going to hit the target. He's not gonna miss your target. He knows what you have need of before you even ask. He's just anticipating that asking. Why? When you ask, what are you determining? You're determining where the target is. Man, you set that target up, God's going to hit that target. Go sit down. Let's go. Let's get started. Come on, hurry up. Doggone it, you guys took all the time tonight. You know, I've got a simple question, okay? And you may want to write this down. If you're sitting by pens, make sure he writes this down. What's God doing in your life today? What's God doing in your life today? I don't mean what God's doing. What's God doing in your life? Well, you know, God's doing so much. God's so good. God's just, and we get all churchy and religious and goofy. And you know what? I've been around churchy. Any of you guys ever been around churchy, religious, and goofy people? I was just around churchy, religious, goofy people recently. I told Sandy about it. I thought, oh my gosh, this was, wow. Man, I don't want to be churchy, religious, and goofy. Are you with me on that, son? I don't want to be. Man, and you know what? And we'll say, well, I want to be relatable. I'm not even saying that. I'm saying I just want to be real, all right? I don't want to be churchy and religious and goofy, okay? So when I ask you this, I don't expect an answer. You may not have an answer, but if I were you, I'd figure that answer out. What's God doing in your life today? What's he doing today? Because God's heart is for his promises to have an effect in every area of your life. But you know what? Man, we've lived through the seasons and of Christianity where people say, my faith's strong for my health, man. I'm healthier now than I've ever been, but man, my finances are bad. And let me just help you. The way God does anything is the way God does everything. And what we don't have strong faith for one thing and weak faith for something else. We either just have strong or weak faith. Because the way this works, it all works with the same receptors. It all works with the same principles. All of it does, okay? it's like, and just write this scripture down and you can go look at it later, but 1 Corinthians 15:52, the Bible talks about it in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. It's just like that couple that was up here that I believe that had a God moment, that it's like, okay, you're ready for your destiny, take a step. Okay, now you're in it. It's not down around the curve. It's not up over that next hill. It's not when you get to the right city. No, it's wherever the sole of your foot tread of your foot lands. It's not where you stand, it's where you're stepping. See, that's what activates that promise. In Isaiah 43, verse 18, do not, okay, these are strong words, right? Isn't that right? Do not remember the former things. You know what Paul said? I forget the one thing, not that I've arrived, not that I'm perfected, not that I'm complete. He said, I forget which lies behind, and I press toward the goal of the mark of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I forget what's behind me. What in verse 18 of Isaiah 43, it says, do not remember the things of old, nor, listen to this, consider the former things. Don't consider it. Now, wait a second. I live my life by my experiences, and now I can't? See, I want new life. That's what God promises. And the new life thing isn't a one-time thing. It's a recurring thing. It's something that just keeps happening in our lives. New life for old, a life for life exchange, a transformation of life. See, what a transformation is new life. Man, there's a couple here that moved here from North Carolina, and they become friends of mine, and now they're in church, and he works at a radio station. And let me tell you, it's all brand new. It's just new life. It's like, oh, we're trying to figure it out. They're walking in. I guess this is my grocer. I guess this is where I'm going to buy my gas. I guess this is my church. When I met him, it's like, okay, we're shopping churches, but I think I'm home. I think I found my home. And his pastor is a friend of mine from his previous church. And it's like, okay, I'm going to make this as much home as I can make it. But it's still something new. It's awkward. It's, okay, I got to get used to this tone of voice, and I got to get used to the cadence of this church, and I got to get used to the tempo of this pastor, and I got to get used to the atmosphere in this, and the culture of this church, and the atmosphere of this community. Why? It's something new. You got to learn new. There's a little different lingo and a little different way of doing things. Man, don't consider the way you used to do things. God wants to give you new life, and he's also going to teach you new ways of doing it. Remember, Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. Man, I've got my way of doing things, and I get pretty good at most of the things that I do. The things that I'm not good at, I don't continue to do them. So what I do, I feel like I do it pretty well, and I'm pretty accomplished in it. So now I'm pretty comfortable in my skin and confident in who I am. But me being comfortable in my skin and confident in who I am puts me in a position of pride. So now God resists the proud. I mean, Sam, how was that when I pushed it, that rejection was tough, wasn't it? Well, that's what most people live their lives in. Why? Because I'm comfortable in my skin and I'm confident in who I am. No, you know what? I've got to put my confidence in him. Because what ends up happening, if I'm confident in me, do you guys want to know what happens if you're confident in yourself? If you're confident in yourself, you're going to cast your confidence in the Lord away. And you cast away your confidence in him, you lose the reward. Life has no reward. See, that's what the word says. And in verse 19 of Isaiah 43, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. And let me tell you, you don't think you're going to know it? Man, these guys moved from North Carolina to Oklahoma to Tulsa. They know that this is new. You're going to know it. It's going to be new. It's going to be awkward. It's going to make you uncomfortable. Man, I've got to trust what God's word says, not what I see. I can't trust how I feel anymore. I got a feeling. I've got a hunch. I've watched so much detective shows. Let me tell you something. I've fine-tuned this hunch in me. Oh, that guy's guilty. It's like, no, duh. If you're breathing, you are guilty. But see, we have to look at it. God said, look, I'm going to make this a miracle life for you. So you know what I'm going to do for you, Matt? I'm going to make a road for you in the wilderness. And I'm going to give you rivers in the desert. See, so now God's given me a path that I've got to squeeze to walk in. But then the promise of a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. See, we can't consider the way things have happened. We have to forget the things of old and not consider what's happened. Man, if that mama where'd she go? How many children do you have? 4 kids. Are you a single mama? Yeah. What the heck? I can't do the math. I have 3 grandbabies that I watched for an hour. No, you guys don't laugh. Don't laugh. I watched for an hour. I'm like, Sandy said, oh, Bill, you can handle it. I go, okay, you darn. You kidding me? Those little buggers. Okay, you sit here, you sit here, you sit here. Okay. You got it? No. I'm telling you, I heard that garage door coming up and someone coming home. Yes, God. For an hour. And I don't know how, I think I've met all of them, but some of them are pistols. No, I'm not kidding you. When I say pistols, I don't mean that they're characters. I mean they're armed and dangerous. And she's up at the, she's been here 7 years. I've got this realization that I'll probably spend eternity fanning her in heaven. I mean, she's fought through all the lies and indignation of the enemy. Oh my gosh. Man, you got a single mom with 4 kids. It's easy to make accusations against her. So that's what the enemy does. The enemy stands before God accusing her day and night. That's what the Bible says. But guess who he's got to accuse through? That precious man, that God man that sits at the right hand of God. Not today. See, and the Bible says this, know no man by the flesh, but by the Spirit. What God showed me recently is that doesn't mean that I don't judge how you look or I try to look at your heart. I can't see your heart, but I don't judge your past is what that scripture's saying. Know no man by the flesh, but by the Spirit. Okay, what's God fixing to do in your life, son? Could he do something great in you? Could you change the world? You could. It could happen. Well, why not? See, that's my dream. My dream is that somehow, someday, in my lifetime, you make that 10th step and that receptor comes alive and you catch this. Not just being interested in it, but you catch it and dive headfirst into it. You know, What's interesting, and I think that this is a verse that Matt even named his company after, I think, is Hebrews 10:23. But the Bible says this, and I'm going to close with this statement here. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who has promised is faithful. We just have to hold fast. Man, the enemy's going to try to defend that that seed from being planted in your heart. Last thing, this is going to be awkward because you're a fella, but the last thing the enemy wants is you to be impregnated with God's promise. But see, that's how God does it. It comes in seed form. So the enemy is once you finally get the soil of your heart fertile and ready to receive the seed, man, the enemy's like, okay, let's make it hard on him. Let's make it difficult for him to do it, man. He's getting defended. But I'm telling you, that seed, the seed is the word. The word will not return void of power. That seed is going to hit that mark. No matter how much the enemy's trying to mess with you, trying to jack with you. I mean, you've just gone through transition in life. You graduated from college. You're gonna go to work. You do something. It's like, oh my gosh, I think I'm a grown up now. I got to pay my own bills. Do you pay your own bills now? Pretty soon you're gonna have to, and you're a teacher, and you make like a buck and a quarter an hour, but let me just tell you, all that's changed. You know why? Man, that receptor came alive, and that seed came into your heart, and now it's gonna work. And you'll say, we'll win, we'll come. No, in due season. You don't flinch, you don't faint. It happens. God, we love you tonight, and we thank you for your word. God, I thank you for every person in this place. God, I thank you that tonight, God, our maybe the context of our perception has shifted. Because tonight, God, we choose to walk by faith and not by sight. God, we want to know how this works. Let me just tell you, the only way this works is that we hear this promise, we hear this word, and then we apply our faith to it. We hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering. We speak this truth without wavering. Man, we don't waver. We keep our eye on the mark, our eye on the ball. Because this boils down to living, not living in amongst a perverse generation. Jesus even said that. But we live in spirit and truth. It's spirit and truth. How many of you guys, God's given you his spirit and it's alive in your life? Can I see your hands? Okay, how many of you guys have heard the word of truth? So the truth has been hidden in your heart. Now you live in the spirit and truth. That's how it works. Man, we hear the word and we apply our faith to it. God, I thank you tonight for every household here in the name of Jesus.